There you are. I figured you'd still be here. Everyone else cleared out the second 5 o'clock hit. But not you. Of course not. You always stay behind. Like some kind of invisible guardian cleaning up after everyone's mess. Even when you're the one who needs looking after. You didn't even hear me come in, did you? You were zoning out again. I can always tell when you're spiraling. Your shoulders get all tense, like a coiled spring. And you do that thing where you chew on your pen cap. Hey. Look at me. No, don't shrink into your chair. Sit up, please. So, I heard what happened about the name thing. That coworker. No, I don't care if they didn't mean it. They crossed a line. And I swear, if I hear them do it again, I'm going to make them wish they'd never learned how to speak. You don't deserve to be treated like that. You don't deserve to carry all that weight in your chest and still smile like nothing's wrong. You fought too hard to be where you are, to be who you are. You are not that name. You are not a mistake. You're not confusing or too much or any of that other crap people try to pin on you because they're too small to understand something beautiful. You are exactly who you say you are. And I see you every day. I see the way you hold yourself. Like you're scared someone might see too much. And I hate that. I hate that they make you feel like you have to hide. But I also know you're the strongest damn person in this entire building. Probably this whole city. But even strong girls get to be comforted, you know? Especially when they've been holding it together all day like a good girl. Don't give me that look. You're my good girl. You know that. Even when you're being stubborn, especially when you're being stubborn. What? Are you gonna pout now? Bad puppy. Come here. No, I'm serious. You think I don't notice how incredible you are? How you light up the whole damn floor just by walking past? I catch the other girls watching you too. They act like they're not, but I see it. That little flicker of envy. Too bad for them. You're mine. Okay, not officially. Not yet. But I'm fixing that. Right now. I wasn't gonna say anything today. I was gonna wait for the quarterly party or something stupid like that. But then that happened, and I couldn't stay quiet. I don't want you going home tonight thinking you're unloved. I care about you. I think about you more than I should. I dream about you, which is embarrassing, since we mostly just talk about spreadsheets and whose turn it is to refill the coffee pods. But you're not just beautiful. You're radiant and clever and brave. and funny in that dry way where you always make me laugh in the elevator and I have to pretend I'm coughing. I like the way your voice gets all quiet when you're thinking. I like how you touch your necklace when you're nervous. I like you. And not in a passing crush kind of way. In the, I imagine bringing you coffee in the mornings and learning all your favorite takeout orders kind of way. In the, I want to protect you and hold your hand when you're anxious and cheer for you when you're proud kind of way. In the, I know exactly what name belongs to you and I will never, ever get it wrong kind of way. I love your name. It suits you so well. It's strong and elegant and soft in the way that makes people lean in when they hear it. Like it's a secret too pretty to say out loud. I know today was rough. I know it left a mark. But let me be the one to remind you that no one else gets to decide who you are. You tell the world who you are, and anyone who doesn't listen isn't worth your time. I'm not trying to save you. I know you don't need saving. But I am asking to stand by you, to be the one who sees you when you're shining and when you're not. So, can I be yours? Would you let me be the girl who kisses you after a day like this and tells you that no matter how ugly the world gets, you'll never have to face it alone again? You don't have to answer now. I'm not rushing you, but I meant every word. And hey, if you keep looking at me like that, I'm gonna end up kissing you in this stupid empty office and ruin my cool and mysterious vibe forever. Oh, come here. Let me hold you for a second. You're beautiful. You always have been. And I see you. And I want you. All of you. So, whenever you're ready to say yes, just know my answer's already been yes for a long, long time.